part of the problem here has been that the administration has not been well handled. The government has outsourced many of the functions, such as the claims management and parts of the rehabilitation industry, and as a result, the scheme has been unsuccessful or less successful in other states in getting people back to work. And if people aren't back at work, then they're lasting on benefits. Now, the government's response to all of this is, rather than making workplaces safer or making the employers pay more, it's to say that if you're injured at work and you're being paid compensation, if after 13 weeks, so that's 3 months, you still aren't well enough to go back to work, we're going to cut your benefits by to 90%, and then after 6 months we'll cut it to 80%, and if you're still on compo after 2.5 years, we'll cut you off the scheme entirely. And it's that last bit that I guess has got people most angry, because you can have workers who have been so severely injured at work that they're not going to be able to re-enter the workforce, and yet they're going to be thrown off the workers' compensation system onto the social security system. So they'll have to take a disability pension or something like that for the rest of their lives. And workers are saying that's not fair, and it really sticks in their craw that it's a Labor government that's doing it to them.
You know, I felt like I was quite hard done by when I was taken off full payment after 12 months, put back to 80%. These new changes are suggesting that that'll be 13 weeks. And if you're staring down the barrel of maybe 2 years, 3 years on work cover on the roller coaster for a considerably significant injury, then being back on 80% of your nominal wage, not being able to dispute your wage, because as soon as the dispute's lodged, your payments are ceased. The only word to describe those sorts of legislation is draconian, as far as I'm concerned. I mean,
we're the ones that are working on the job sites. If we get injured, it's our family that suffers. So you've got to be there. We were threatened with loss of job because of going to this meeting, but we still come, and we'll see what happens after.
People on work cover are made to feel like lepers, basically, and that's how they like it, the bosses, because then nobody claims, because nobody wants to be made to feel like a leper.
David Frith from employer advocacy group Business SA supports the changes to the scheme.
We would hope that this reformed workers' compensation scheme will achieve the three R's of workers' compensation. Firstly, that we'll have an effective and safe rehabilitation system in place to speedily and efficiently return workers back to work, back to a safe environment, back to a safe working environment, thus restoring them to their family and the community. Now, our current system fails in those three R's. We have the worst return to work rate in the country. We have to address that. So it's all about providing the right mix of support to get people back to work.
David, why should South Australian workers bear the brunt of mismanagement of the workers' compensation scheme in the past by copping a reduction in their payments if they are injured?
The system that we have in place at the moment has many dimensions and parts to it. And again, this is why we have a total package of reform, because it's reforming many parts of the whole system. So it's not focusing on any one part to the exclusion of any others. It's reforming of the system to ensure we're achieving those return to work rates. South Australia will still have the most generous workers' compensation scheme in the country if you compare it to all the others. And I think that's an important point to bear in mind.
Part of the South Australian government's proposed changes include allocating $15 million to establish a return to work fund to fund initiatives to help retraining, rehabilitation and return to work programs and initiatives. I asked Greens MP Mark Parnell whether he thought this was adequate.
Certainly, putting more money into helping injured workers get back to work is a great thing. But there are still plenty of injustices in the system, because the system, it's very bureaucratic, and it tends to focus on degrees of disability that people are suffering rather than what that means for their ability to do work. So, for example, the concert pianist who loses half of one finger has had their career destroyed. Some other person might suffer that same injury and may well be able to get back to work in the same job. And the system isn't flexible enough to recognise that different forms of injury impact on workers in different ways. So I think a complete overhaul is necessary, not just a tinkering, and especially not just a tinkering that focuses on making the injured workers suffer for the mismanagement of the scheme.